We're here.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromano.
Hey, Bruce, do some!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Medford.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Good morning, welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org, kicking things off with Svetlana's, but first, we're missing something this morning, make the transition, unfortunately.
Sad.
Yeah, I was unable to make it in this morning, but we are here with you for an hour of, used to just be Massachusetts metal, but now it's all sorts of stuff.
We're brutal blowing stuff. Up the, it's gonna be so loud.
So good. Like that, that was Svetlana's, cannot talk, Svetlana's, they are from Russia. But they can't go back, otherwise they'll be arrested. They've been deemed enemies of the state. And that was a song off their most recent release called This Is Moscow, Not L.A., for all you Boston hardcore fans out there.
They're all one lady, but then they turn into smaller ladies, and then they make up again.
including Nick Oliveri, bassist of Queens of the Stone Age.
Wow.
He decided to join them.
Why not?
This year. Because he could. And they have a video called Let's Get Drunk, where it says her, the singer, and Nick just like run around like a stores buying a bunch of booze.
Sounds
and
good.
Get drunk. So there you go. That and we're playing that just because Russia.
Russia, I guess.
If you haven't been paying attention, I don't even know what's going on anymore. But there you go.
Nothing.
That's how we feel about it.
Always err towards its incompetence that did it rather than like masterminds.
I don't know though. It's the I feel like the more that comes out, the
yeah. Well, less that Donnie Jr. And his lawyer giving him advice saying basically conspiracy is not a crime. He's like, well, like if you watch any episode of like CSI. What's the show with Ice
Law and Order?
Ice T. Law and Order. Like literally, that is the excuse that every like bad guy on the show makes. Is like, that's how like undercover police work. Like you made a deal to sell drugs to a person who's an undercover police officer. You went to the place to sell him drugs, and then you're under arrest.
That's how Tim Lambesis wound up.
Yes, like of course that is a crime. Like how do you not know that?
And Kushner's lawyer bailed, so that's a new development. So anyway,
happy Bastille's Day. Bring back the guillotine.
That's that. So, we're back. Matt made it just in time.
Oh, from way out in Easton, babysitting. It's very intense. The baby woke up at 2:30 just screaming. Then the dog was barking, and the baby was screaming, and people were just rushing around. It's very exciting.
Yeah. That's God love it.
Yeah.
If you want to call in here, numbers are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. Probably have some technical difficulties again this morning, so bear with us. Computer's working fine, but one component of it is not, so we're kind of figuring things out on the fly here. But let's just play some more music so we can get set up for Metal History, which is regularly scheduled. Then we have a lot of stuff to talk to. We got the Metal's Police Blotter, an all-timer for you today.
I'm excited.
As well as an incident involving some of our colleagues at another station.
Our colleagues would have played the song that he requested.
He wouldn't even have made the request. He would have just showed up to thank us. And we got some interesting people breaking sports news this week. So we'll talk about that. Again, Metal History coming up. Concert list coming up. Stay tuned. We're going to play another kind of more punk song, but still loud.
Boo.
Hardcore bent. Also female fronted. This is the band Ascend Descend. They just put out a new track called Molt, and you're hearing it here on River Brunch, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We'll be right back.
corruption breeds war and degradation. Lives ruined, no hope left, but we act like we're on top. Drown out the fear and anguish with mindless media on politics. Ignore the cries of those who die. When nations fight to justify their pride, consume the lies that you're supplied. Support your homeland till you die. This world is so broken, and yet I'm still hoping that we can find a way to keep the dream alive. I don't have to look too far to see the suffering all around me. Poverty and desolation is alive in our own nation.
Why can't you see the disparity that lies in a failure? Normality, backward mentality.
We have no choice, we can't survive. When society brings hatred and divides, it's not too late to open your eyes and see the hearts that beat inside. This world is so broken, and yet I'm still hoping that we can find a way.
Pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of all the money so far donated to the Super Political Action Committees, also known as Super PACs, comes from a total of just 196 Americans. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Gonna get a mortgage and bitch about my ex. Hot dogs and applesauce. Hot dogs and applesauce. Hot dogs and applesauce. Gonna get a mortgage and bitch about my ex. Hey! Hot dogs and applesauce. And maybe we'll get married one day. Gonna buy scratch tickets and take Percocets. Hey! Hot dogs and applesauce. Yeah! Hot dogs and applesauce. Hey! Hot dogs and applesauce. Gonna take Percocets and bitch about my ex. Hey! Hot dogs and applesauce. And maybe we'll get married one day.
Hit the tooth!
Hey! I got some brand new teeth!
Gonna get a nice car and make small talk. Hey! Hot dogs and applesauce.
One more time.
Hot dogs and applesauce.
One more time.
Hot dogs and applesauce. Gonna get a nice car and make small talk. Hot dogs and applesauce. And maybe we'll get married one day.
One more. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. One more here while you're at it. Yeah.
Okay.
You're just playing it, right? Why not do
it? Yeah, trying to do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Good job.
Gonna work at Best Buy and sell DVDs. Hey! Hot dogs and applesauce.
One more time.
Hot dogs and applesauce.
Hey!
Hot dogs and applesauce. Gonna make small talk and stay in the matrix. Hot dogs and applesauce. And maybe we'll get married one day.
Tooth. Hey! Don't forget to brush your teeth!
Teeth.
That was Rob Tillo featuring Vermin Supreme here on Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was...
A saint, Rob.
He is. We'll get back to that track in a minute. Before that, we heard new stuff from Destiny Never Dies. That was Keep the Dream Alive, a demo track from them. And we kicked off that little set with Ascend Descend and their latest song called Molt. And yes, Rob Tillo, for those of you who missed it, was on the Gong Show this past week, which is a...
It's a 40-year-old show. Like, I'm 32. We're just saying, like, I don't know what the Gong Show is, but he should win it. He should win it, right?
He should win, yeah.
Like, but, it's not American Idol. It's like a show for maniacs. Like, for,
as his speech after his performance said, it is for freaks and outcasts.
Yeah.
And so he performed a version of that. If you look on YouTube for videos of Hot Dogs and Applesauce, it's always different. The lyrics are always different, other than the chorus, Hot Dogs and Applesauce. So he has... an album version, which you can find on Spotify. He has that version, which is him live with Vermin Supreme.
Presidential candidate.
Also, he has one where he sings a bunch of public performances. One of them, which he sings, "We're Gonna Vote for Vermin." And then he sings to police a couple times. Gonna go to Occupy and arrest 30 hippies.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and applesauce. And so, yeah, you can. The lyrics are always interchangeable. He had other different lyrics on the Gong Show. The judges, Ed Helms, Alison Brie, and Will and I were not digging his performance. The crowd loved it. They didn't know what was going on, but they were singing along. And they were going to hit the gong, which means, like, you're eliminated, I guess. I don't know. I don't know the rules of the show.
I thought you... Yeah.
And just before they could, he finished, and he was like, I'm done. So they hit the gong. And Tommy...
Is there a race to the gong? Do you have to run up and hit the gong?
It's, like, behind the judges.
Oh.
So they have to pick up the...
Who hits it? Ed Helms?
I guess usually it's one person if they don't like it, but all three of them picked it up because they're all going to eliminate him at once.
Oh, my God.
But he did finish just before the gong went off, as confirmed by Tommy Maitland, a.k.a. Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Who plays the host.
Yeah.
It's very strange. And so Ed, they were all going to give him zeros, but after his performance, he gave a speech about, as we mentioned, the show and what it was for. And Ed Helms was moved to switch from a 0 to a 10. Alison Brie had no such change. And then Will Arnett was also moved. He went from a 0 to a 1.
Again,
I don't know what the points mean or anything. I stopped watching after that. But
that's all I wanted to see.
Local hero, Rob Pitillo.
The haters will say that he got an 11, but the true fans will know he got a 30 somehow.
And blew up on Twitter. A lot of people tweeting about it who had no idea who he was were tweeting about it using the hashtag.
They
loved it. They're
He's
all singing
an
interesting along.
Man. He has a lot of stuff he that would, you could enjoy.
Yes. His all the stuff with Vermin Supreme.
Yep.
His
show.
He was making a documentary about China.
Yep.
As in the wrestler China, who's no longer with us.
Yes.
And he also has a counterpart known as Robbie Roadsaber, who we played on the show before.
Yep.
All sorts of stuff going on. So, now, anything else you want to say about the Gong Show?
I never saw the Gong Show.
All right. So, let's move right along to...
Welcome to This Week in Metal History!
Ooh, yeah! This Week in Metal History! July 9th through the 16th, things that I found that were interesting, much like last week. It's a lean week. So lean that I'm going to tell you that in 1987, this week, Kid Icarus was released for the Nintendo. You play Kid Icarus?
Nope.
It's kind of a weird one. It was like after Metroid, where like everything looked gross is the only way I could describe it. Just gross. But it wasn't as like convoluted as Metroid. Like, you didn't have to like go back and forth to like get stuff and then be like, oh, now I get this thing, I could find another thing, which I found to be profoundly boring as a child. So tight,
right?
Tight jam. Anyway, you just jump up, you're like a pit, you're a little Greek god thing, you climb all the way up, and you turn, you get wings, you can fly, and then you kill God, and that is the story.
Amazing.
July 11th, 95, Motorhead releases the album Sacrifice. It's not a great album. I like Motorhead, obviously. Funnily enough, it's whoops! Why did that happen? Excuse me. Motorhead, it is the title track of the album Sacrifice, was featured in the film Romeo and Juliet.
America's
I hate you.
Oh, no.
I hate you. I was featured in the film Romeo and Juliet, where they also do a cameo. I was trying to skip forward past the, like... There we go. I mean, it sounds like Motorhead, so it's good.
It sounds like all those other Motorhead songs.
You can watch all the Troma stuff like on YouTube now, also, in case you're wondering. Like, every single thing is just on there. Like, all the Toxic Avengers, all the garbage that you ever want to see. It's on there. But I would not Motorhead, also, as I said before, makes a cameo in the film.
Like this.
It's fine. July 13th. No, excuse me. July 11th, 2006. All That Remains releases The Fall of Ideals. Marking their move towards metalcore. This is the air that I breathe. What do you think about All That Remains?
I kind of hate them now. Oh, yeah. This is a good album.
It's a good album. I like this album. I like the song.
This singer's kind of a jackwagon.
He is a jackwagon. He did get off a helicopter in the desert, which is pretty sick. July 13th, 2005, Metallica releases the single Some Kind of Monster, which I didn't want to play. Instead, I want to play this clip from the documentary Some Kind of Monster with Dave Mustaine and Lars discussing when Dave was kicked out of the band and that Lars is, they're both upset about it.
Watching for so many years, the band continue to become successful and successful and successful, and us to never address, you know, the way that I was let go.
Sad. My favorite part of that movie is the fact that, first of all, there was scenes in that movie where the members of Metallica are at a huge boardroom table, like a cartoonishly, like death clock, like it's as big as two rooms. It's like 400 feet long, and there, it's like each member has like a lawyer and a manager, and like they're just discussing through their agents and managers. And I like that everyone was very sensitive. I like that Kirk Hammett was like trying to get people to do yoga and like chill.
Wasn't he the one that was just kind of like wanting everybody to get along?
He was
like
the nicest guy. Yeah, I think I realized that he was the nicest guy in the band. And also, he's speaking of Some Kind of Monster and the Metallica boys, but he's his collection, Kirk's collection of horror movie posters is going to be at the Peabody Essex Museum. Ooh. Starting in October. He apparently has a massive collection of posters.
By the way, did you see the video where they took the song Bleed by Meshuggah and added Lars's snare from St. Anger?
St. Anger? No, but I would watch that, obviously.
Pretty incredible.
People don't like... There's real torn, because I thought the drums on that album were like chef's kiss. Perfect.
I kind of
And then some
it,
people
yeah.
are like, it sounds like the guy's like hitting the buckets outside Fenway and stuff. Because and the other part of Some Kind of Monster that's funny is obviously the back and forth between Mustaine and Metallica, and like him crying and like being right. sad and like really emotional and like trying to go back to, I don't know, it's like 83. So, for out of respect for Dave, July 14th, 1992, Megadeth releases Countdown to Extinction, a great album featuring Sweating Bullets and Symphony of Destruction, two great songs.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
So good.
The Misfits way of life. Dark black past.
When I used to watch VH1, there was a Pantera behind the music, whatever, and Vinnie Paul was saying, like, how they invented a drink that they would only have on tour, which they called the Black Tooth Grin, which is from lyrics from this song. And then, like, whoa, what's the Black Tooth Grin? And they're like, shot a crown, shot a Seagram's. Splash of Coke. I'm like, that's disgusting. They're just so Zach Wilde making these like horrific drinks. I'm like, well, you know,
that's nasty.
That fits with Pantera though.
Here's, if you want to hear this.
I do, please, thank you. That's how drums sound.
Are you ready for this part?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm not ready. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a tight drum. It's tight. That's what people don't like, maybe. People are babies. July 14th, 98, Bruce Dickinson releases a solo album, Chemical Wedding. It's a concept album following spoken excerpts, prophetic works, poetry, ancient times. Like, he really did his research for this album. Bruce Dickinson's a weird man. He also,
God, why does it keep doing that?
Sorry, now it's going to play an ad because I hit the wrong button. He also made a film called Chemical Wedding, which is a horror movie, which is not based on this album. It's just like its own thing. It's good. It's fine. Bruce Dickinson's great. Somehow, Somehow we missed this last week.
Uh-oh.
Or a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to play it now. Or I'm going to just discuss it now. Matt, on June 24th, 1997.
Yes.
What happened? Do you remember? Do you remember this date?
Yes.
Following the release of The Ringmaster...
Uh-oh.
The Insane Clown Posse released their album, The Great Malenko. The album, excuse me, was pulled by the label, which was owned by Disney at the time.
Was that Island?
Island. After 2 hours on the shelves. Because of complaints from the Southern Baptist Church. Because evil lyrics or something. Which it's not. It's like The Great Malenko is based on like the sin of greed and like how to avoid it. It's like the ICP are the most Christian rap group there is. Anyway, pulled. Historically important. Many of the songs on this album I couldn't play for 1 second on this radio show. Here is the radio edit of Hocus Pocus.
I remember watching this video. Up,
which is a video, which is by the our boys, of course, off the great album, The Great Malenko, which I think we discussed last week. They would be playing front to back at, am I right on this? Or am I wrong on this? I think I'm wrong.
Yeah, The Wraith.
The Wraith. I apologize. It's going to close it out for this week in metal history. As I said, it was a lean week.
Well, do you want to talk about this now, then, instead of our last segment?
Yeah, we could.
Our hero of the week?
Yeah, we can have a background for it, too. Actually, go ahead.
So, as we teased earlier, an incident, everybody has heard about this by now, but over at Kiss 108, they were going about their day, and Richard Newton, 38-year-old ICP fan from Medford, Mass., showed up, and he really wanted to hear a song. Called, what song was it, Matt? Do you have it queued up?
The song was called My Ex, which is about a man's love for his ex.
So he shows up. So we're playing it for you right now, if you're listening. And you're holding cell wherever you are right now. But he showed up to Kiss 108, walked into the studio, or not to the studio, but to the offices with it, holding an ex, yep. And requested to hear My Ex, and then went back out to his car.
Yep.
So they called the cops, and he wasn't going to get out.
It was a long showdown.
It was a long showdown.
There's a great article recounting the events on Vanyaland where they collected tweets from the person at the smudgiest cat, who's on there as Smuchacha, where they're just looking out the window at this guy because he's parked out in the parking lot with cops. It was like an immense show of force, and like it took a long time to get this guy. And they said at one point he like ran out of the car, dodged the taser, and then while drinking a beer, and then like ran back in the car, like closed the door, locked it before anyone could get in at him.
And then when he gave up, he's just like, well, I guess you're just gonna have to kill me. But they didn't.
No,
they arrested him.
Yeah, incredible athleticism. So there you go.
This is a song you requested. All I wanted to do was hear some ICP. The gathering's coming up next week, right?
I'll tell you what was funny about this story too is that I think you put something on Twitter. I got
another friend. Yeah.
I got 3 emails about it, which is like confirming that people know that I have an interest in the ICP and that I want to hear news tangentially related to them, and that people sent it to me immediately out of respect. Thank you. We'll let this play while you go through the concert calendar, of course.
So, yes.
If you want to see other concerts that aren't the clowns, which is not possible.
Starting tonight at the House of Blues, you can see Taking Back Sunday with Every Time I Die in Modern Chemistry.
Wow.
Tuesday at the Middle East is Foxfires, Harvey Pecker, I Am Become Death, and Vaulted. Wednesday at Xfinity Center, it is Iron Maiden, the Book of Souls tour with Ghost. The controversial Ghost, which seems to be going on without a hitch right now.
They're all suing each other.
American Legion Post 28 in Florence has Outlier, Motives, My Missing Half, Sephorcer, One Ton, Tommy Gunn, Crafter, and the Green Invaders. Thursday night, the 20th, the Palladium. It is the Desolate Divine Tour featuring the Color Morale, The Plot and You, Dayseeker, Picturesque, Eyes on Satellites, and As Aphrodite Fell. Xfinity Center. You can see Korn. It's the Serenity of Summer Tour with Stone Sour, Skillet, Yellow Wolf, and Dead. This is an action-packed week. At Ralph's, it's Metal Thursday with Dead Rights and Dead Reckoning, with more bands to be announced. Friday, the 21st, at O'Brien's, it's Anaona, Glacier, Courage, Cloak, and Lesser Glow. Bright Music Hall has Dragon Force with Once Human. Ralph's, it's Strangler Needs a Manicure, Texas Deathmatch, Bottle Fight, and Road Horse. 13th floor Music Lounge as The Aberration. It's their CD release party along with Oxen, Disguise the Curse, and One Ton Tommy Gunn again. And Saturday, the 22nd, it is day one of Grub, Sweat, and Beers at O'Brien's with Millpond Falls, Ghastly Sounds, Leather Lung, Gas Kill, Anchor, Graviton, Jesus, Oxford Forge, Test Meat, Sylvia, Burnham Wood, Thunderhawk, and American Burn.
How triumphant is the Kid Icarus theme, by the way?
It is quite triumphant. Although every time you say that, I can think of it as Chikara.
Icarus.
All right, do you have a black metal song of the week?
I do. I've been babysitting all weekend, and it's been a nightmare. And I, as you can tell, I put the metal history together in a bleary haze this morning at like 4 in the morning. This week's black metal song of the week is
DBSM?
Boys. It is not.
Which I discovered this week.
It's not a... We'll talk about it, I guess. Okay. But this week's black metal song of the week is by Boys from Colorado, Nightbringer, with Serpent Sun, an album that came out in April of this year. So new black metal for once. This is, as I said before, Serpent Sun by Nightbringer, black metal song of the week. Enjoy.
And welcome back to Brewer Brian Sharon, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard a new track, or another track from the latest from the Acacia Strain that was Abysmal Depths off of Grave Bloom. You can catch those guys. Well, they already came through here, but they are on Warped Tour. And Vincent Bennett from that band filled in for Jamie Josta for Hatebreed, sang a few songs this week. Before that, we had Nightbringer. That was Black Metal Song of the Week.
There it was.
Called Serpent Sun off album Terra Damnata.
You were talking about black metal.
Yes.
On the internet and during the break.
Yes.
And you want to let us know what it is.
How?
Do you have something to share with the class?
Yes, we know there's a billion subgenres of metal.
Yes, there are.
But I did not realize there were subgenres of black metal.
Oh, yeah, there definitely are. Because there's unblack metal.
Yep.
Which is Christian black metal.
Right. And so this week on Twitter, I was doing some investigating and learned about depressive suicidal black metal.
Yes.
Which is, instead of being angry and railing against Christianity, it's about being sad.
Yeah.
Which basically, Mayhem and Burzum kind of started that way back in the day.
I mean,
bands took that to a new extreme.
Yes.
So we've played Ghost Bath on the show before. So that kind of stuff. More of like a wailing instead of a growling.
Less drum, less screaming. I like a goblin voice in my black metal, like a
wah! Right.
And I think you're not going to get that.
There's more like wailing. Some of it gets a little bit goofy, some of it's a little too emo, and they're like, it sounds like they're actually crying, and it's a little uncomfortable.
That's okay.
But it's like very haunting.
Yes.
It's very cool. It's like
if you were in your palace and
nighttime,
you're
just
listening to it, like,
and just, it's good stuff.
It's no rotting Christ, you know?
That is true.
Not uplifting like that, where you're like, yes.
Yeah, you get pumped up. Yeah, you don't get pumped up.
You don't get pumped up.
And that's
up.
When I was doing show prep this week, I was like trying to find a good version of Hot Dogs and Applesauce. So I was in the middle of this playlist. There's a Spotify playlist. You can look it up. Depressive Suicidal Black Metal, DSBM.
DSBM.
And so I would like pause it and be like, let me hear this version of Hot Dogs and Applesauce. So I would go back to the playlist and I would play another version. It's very... quite an emotional rollercoaster.
Maddening. That's what they do to the ISIS guys when we catch them.
All right, let's get to the Melrose Police Blotter.
Yes.
I promise you an all-timer will come at the end.
I'm excited.
This week.
I'm excited.
Again, the some of them are very brief and curt. Some of them go into so much detail that just makes a mundane story very entertaining. So,
economy of storytelling.
This week, an unoccupied 2014 Nissan, for some reason, rolled out a driveway on Ferdinand Street around 8 p.m. Thursday, July 6th.
Hell yeah.
Crossed the roadway and struck the front stairs of a neighboring home.
Hell yeah.
Youths were said to be playing in the area at the time of the incident. A homeowner tried frantically to stop the car, suffering a shin injury in the process.
Oh, no.
That was the only injury reported, according to police.
That sucks. Hey, good that no one got hurt, because that's terrifying.
That reminds me of, have you seen the GIF or video of the runaway golf cart at the football game?
No.
And it runs everybody over? It's quite hilarious. I'd suggest people look that up.
I literally saw that happen. You know the when you get off of Route 1, you go by Sox, heading towards just local radio here. When you get off Route 1, you go by Target, and you go by Sox, and there's like those houses that are on the side, which is like such a tough place to, like, back out, because it's such a busy road. And a car like just rolled out because they must have just not put it in park or something. Rolled on the street. I'm like, this is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. Ugh. Terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Thank God the police are out there to save us from these Nissans.
Also terrifying, apparently, are fireworks on July 3rd. Fireworks reported on Windsor Street after 9 p.m.
Turn them off.
Whole Foods apparently cause a lot of trouble every week they're in here because Tuesday, July
Johnny's.
4th, delivery trucks at Whole Foods Market were said to be making too much noise just before 9 a.m.
Dang it.
Later on...
I'm a NIMBY for Whole Foods.
Thursday, July 6th. At 8:18 a.m., a citizen reported that vehicles parked at Whole Foods were emitting fumes.
Not my car. I drive a Jetsons, like, air-powered car.
Let's backtrack for... So, Tuesday, again,
July 4th.
They're
killing the environment.
I don't know why this guy didn't take the day off, but a Swains Pond Avenue resident at 1:52 p.m. reported that a solicitor knocked on her door and asked her about solar panels. The salesman was spoken to by police and told about the city's rules on solicitation. I didn't know we had rules on solicitation.
I didn't know either.
People have asked us about solar panels and have done a thing and found out we can't have them on our house. But people come by about cable all the time. Why would your first notion be to call the cops?
I don't know. I also...
You just like be like, no thanks, close the door, and they go on their way.
They came by to my place, and I'm like, I'm renting. Yeah. And I'm like, go to my dad's house down the street.
So, again, only Melrose. Maybe not only Melrose.
Interesting.
But this is what happened. Mean streets of Melrose.
I'd like to report a murder of the environment.
There was
the cars are emitting fumes.
Wednesday, July 5th, a drunk man in a hospital gown. That was my favorite part of this one.
Hell yeah.
Was reported in the area on Main Street and Linfells Parkway just after 1 a.m. Police said he was gone when they arrived. It's a ghost.
Yeah, he was.
All right, and now this is...
this it?
Quite possibly the greatest, and although you love that Whole Foods one, so maybe this is going to be anticlimactic.
I like to report a murder of the environment.
But Thursday, July 6th, wait for the punchline. It's only two sentences. Thursday, July 6th at 1:50, someone was screaming for help at Pine Banks Park.
Ooh.
Part one. Police responded and found that it was a person listening to his echo.
Whoa. That's deep. That's metal.
That's brutal.
That's some depressive suicide of black metal. Yeah.
Just in the woods, screaming, listening to your echo.
I'm just recording an album. I need to record this for my album.
He may have been doing a video, from what we know, with his corpse paint on, running around Pine Banks.
He's got his one foot up on a leg. He's got corpse paint on, and he's just screaming swords. Help into Pine Banks just to get a good echo going. That's how it goes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that is going to get the police called.
Unbelievable.
I'm not going to fault the caller on that one.
I mean, yeah, if I heard screams, I'd go and be like, can I join you?
Can I be in your band, please?
Where's my... yeah. All right, so that wraps up the police plotter for this week. What you talked good. About the ICP, dude.
Yep, sure did.
You really wanted to talk about...
Oh, yeah.
My talking point for this fight is that nobody should pay attention to either Mayweather or McGregor.
Yeah, I don't
know. Don't
like
give them money. They both suck. They're vile human beings. Don't pay money for these people that it's just a joke.
Like, they're bad dudes, and like, I don't, it's gonna be a slaughter. Like, McGregor's not gonna land a single anything. Like, you might as well say, like, who would win in a fight? Like, me or a bear? Like, I'm gonna lose. It's absurd that this fight is even, I don't even know how it's sanctioned. Like, I guess McGregor can get punched. Like, he's tough enough that he won't, like, if I got punched, I would die. But if McGregor gets punched the number of times, like, he won't pass away.
McGregor, who, let's remind everybody, lost two fights. His last two fights, he lost to Nate Diaz. One was a BS decision to keep his aura in the UFC up.
It's ridiculous. I feel like the UFC is more...
He tapped to Nate Diaz.
WWF.
But nobody cares.
All right.
I was trying to compare this earlier, but you hadn't seen it. When CM Punk made his like 450-day reign as champion, and every time he would defend his title... somebody would be like, well, it doesn't matter yet because you didn't beat this guy. And so then you beat them. And you're like, well, you're not a true champion unless you beat John Cena. And then you beat Cena. And you're like, well, you're not a true champion.
Unless you beat John Cena twice.
Yeah.
You know what? He's right. You're not a true champion unless you beat John Cena. I don't think McGregor could beat John Cena, to be perfectly honest. Here's the story. But let me say this. When is that fight? August 26th?
I don't know. I don't care.
It is. And then the next week is Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, which would be like the actual boxing fight for boxing fans. Who like boxing, but at the same time, like, you have no interest in seeing this freak show. Say you were at like a bar and it was on, you wouldn't glance at it.
No,
really,
because of the people involved.
But I mean,
and why don't you recap what happened this week?
Well, the words that were said. They've been going on a world tour press briefing from like all over the country and Canada, and they're just because they're idiots. Like they're like good promoters, but they're promoters to like the lowest common denominator. So they're just like. Getting racial with each other, calling each other the gay slurs. Like, it's absurd. Like, it's exactly what I expected, and it, like, really speaks poorly of our tastes, kind of, in general, as a nation. But, like,
I think
I want to see one of them get punched and lose.
But that's the thing, like, because Mayweather, obviously, is a terrible human being, but, like, when he would promote his fight with Oscar De La Hoya, it was like he was a heel. The whole point was he was a heel. Like, he would make fun of Mexican culture or whatever.
He's too
and
stupid.
The place with... The crowd just were so angry, which they should have been, but it was like, it was for show, like, kind of, and people wanted De La Hoya to win.
Sure.
These guys are going back and forth doing it, just, and people think it's hilarious.
Well, they're like...
And it's like, they're not creating a good guy or bad guy here. Like, it's a totally different tone.
Like, they're not even creative with it. They're just like, they're just screaming swears at each other. They're just like cursing at each other on stage as loud as possible. And, like, the way that the other guy will, quote-unquote, clap back, as the children like to say on the internet, is by screaming louder than the other guy. I'm like, it's not, like, interesting promotion to me. But the thing that I am interested in, as I've discussed, maybe off-air, but who... So, one of the things that Mayweather does that I think is fun as a bad guy is he always walks the ring with, like, the most hateable people, like Bieber, the Burger King, Triple H is often with him. So who does he go to the ring with? My guesses were Barron Trump, Hornswoggle dressed as the Lucky Charms guy, and I don't know, like an ISIS fighter or something. Like just to really like round out, like I'm the bad
guy. And see, that would be entertaining if he wasn't a serial woman beater.
Oh, like he's an awful guy. I know, like, that's
tax dodger and all that.
He's got a lot of tax, but anyway, don't watch it. I guess
that's my vote. Vote for the meteor.
Vote for the meteor.
It's like back when he fought Aldo, like McGregor was like saying he was gonna bust into his favela and like was just dropping other terms. Like, and it's like, you're not supposed to. And that's the thing, like people are like, McGregor's the best. Like when he says that, you're supposed to root for Aldo. Like,
you know what I heard about Jose Aldo is that he's sick at soccer. Like really? He can go pro in soccer somewhere. He's just like not fighting, or he's fighting and training to go play in Europe, play soccer, and he's like awesome at it. So. That guy's a great athlete. That's what I'm trying to say. Jose Aldo's a great athlete.
I just want to loop back because I realized my comparison made no sense. Is that
because
Punk was champion? People were still like, Cena's the best. And he's champion and he beat Cena. It's like Diaz beat McGregor, but I was like, nope, McGregor, you got to beat him again. It's like,
yeah.
Why?
Well, I agree with your example when you're talking about Diaz and McGregor, because like Diaz, it's a real fight.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you can't beat John Cena because his heart is true and he's a champion. That's wrestling.
Hey. Another example of how people cheer for the bully.
Like me. He's going to beat Rusev so bad, it's going to be so sad. Oh, man. Rusev looking so good. He got his haircut. He's got a new beard. He's looking tremendous.
He's
got very strong.
He's got to shave off the beard now the playoffs are over.
That's right. He got rid of his gross playoff beard. Here's the story I wanted to get to. It's not really a story so much as it's a quote. Trump coming back from on a flight from Washington to Paris. He's talking to reporters on Air Force One, and it was later released as a press release because... they're like, this is the good stuff, baby. Here's the quote. Quote, one of the things the wall is, you need transparency. You have to be able to see through it, he said. So it could be a steel wall with openings, but you have to have openings because you have to see what's going on the other side of the wall. As horrible as it sounds, when they throw the large sacks of drugs over, and if you have people on the other side of the wall and you don't see them, they hit you in the head with the 60 pounds of stuff. It's over. So that's a quote I want to read verbatim from the president of the United States, the most powerful country on the earth, where the president is
not
saying,
anymore.
Not anymore. Well, militarily, we're the most powerful country on the earth. But so he's saying, you got to be careful because folks, they're going to throw a bag of drugs over the wall and you're going to get clocked. You're going to be taking your family on a beautiful hike along the wall, and then you're going to get whacked by 80 pounds of Mexican black tar heroin right in your head.
By the way, you see the tennis commercial for Beyond Berg? It's like the brand now.
No.
But they went where like there's a dividing line of the Mexican-U.S. border, and they play a tennis match.
Sick.
So the U.S. guy on one side, Mexican tennis player on the other side, and like the U.S.
sides.
Government wouldn't let them do it, but the Mexican government like gave them permits to film.
That's hilarious.
And so, yeah, so there's like a Mexican border guard at the net like watching the match go on.
That's
funny. It's pretty good.
Can you go and shake the guy's hand over at the end of the match or whatever?
Yeah, that's probably why they have the guard there.
Don't tennis matches switch sides mid thing?
Makes you think.
Is it a clay court?
Makes you think.
It makes you think. I think that's awful. I think that's terrible.
So there's that. Leave Trump's quote there.
I just want to leave it there.
I just want to bring up that we have trades being broken in Major League Baseball.
Oh, baby.
By Katy Perry's booty hole. And Wet Butt 23.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because on Reddit, people, if you follow baseball, know that Jose Quintana switched teams in the same city.
Yeah.
He was traded from the White Sox to the Cubs for minor leaguers. But basically, it was broken because everybody's like, oh, is Quintana going here or there? Nobody had him going to the Cubs. And then on subreddit White Sox board the other night, Katy Perry's booty hole posted, hey guys, take this with a grain of salt, but I heard from a friend whose brother's friend works for the Cubs. Sounds like BS, I know. That Quintana is going to the Cubs in exchange for four players. Has anyone heard anything similar? So then user WetButt23 jumped in to make a correction. The deal actually involved four prospects, not big players.
That was actually Quintana. That's how he posted on Reddit.
How did WetButt23 know? As Katy Perry's, this is from Deadspin, as Katy Perry's booty hole acknowledged, WetButt23 was the source. And then hours later, the trade went through. So there you go.
That's funny. I think what's funnier now is that the news, like CNN or like whatever, your cable news, will be like, let's go to the reaction from Twitter, and it'll be like, John Smoltz lover 69 says, like, he thinks the holes in the wall is a great idea. You know, like, I think that's the greatest devolution of Western culture is just reading.
Somewhat along that, you know how we were saying how the alien, they wanted you to report alien, illegal aliens, and people were calling in about alien landings.
Yeah.
So that election fraud commission was going around, like demanding that people turn over whatever it was,
even
voting
Republican
records.
Even governors were like, no.
Yeah. So somebody sent the image of the Goatsy to the fraud commission, and they opened it up. So that was well played.
Take that. What a hero that guy is.
For Goatsy, for those of you unfamiliar who weren't in college a decade ago, when Goatsy was how you tricked people, clicking on bad links.
Yeah, an original meme.
Yep.
Or
as Bryce Harper would say, MMA.
A meme.
Last thing I want to get to is Andre Palat and Tyler Johnson on the long-term deals with Lightning. What have the Bruins done?
Not a damn thing. Not a goddamn thing.
And,
freeing up cap space, baby.
That pretty much wraps things up for us. I finally saw Get Out, which is why I'm going to play this last song.
How'd you like it?
It was fantastic.
Did you see the alternate
ending? No, I read what they were, though.
Okay. I didn't see the
alternate
ending either. I like the happy ending. I was like, because at the end of the movie, can we spoil it, basically, at this point? Like how the movie ends.
Sorry, we'll say spoiler alert.
Spoilers! At the end of the movie, when the guys, like, the cops show up, and it's like, the whole movie's been a commentary on, like, being black in America, and I'm like, they're gonna shoot him, because, like, Allison, whatever her name was.
Williams.
Allison Williams was shot, and they're gonna be like, well, he shot her, which he did.
He was over her, strangler.
Yeah, he's killing her, and then, like, the cops show up, and, like, they're gonna kill the hero of the movie, blah, blah, blah.
But no.
And then, no, it's his buddy from the TSA.
Speaking of memes, it's his friend.
Oh, man, that was so good.
All right, so yes. And so the cult in that movie, this cult of white people that are, like, co-opting black people's bodies, it's called the Coagula.
Yep.
And this video that pops up with the Allison Williams grandfather explaining the whole deal. And he says, behold the Coagula. And so we're going to play the band Coagula.
Behold.
Played the song once before, but I'm going to play it again because it's a good song and it's a good band.
It is a good song.
So we're going to end things this week with The Other off of the Vile Sacrament EP from Coagula. And we will be back next week.
Same I will not be back.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. He's going to be at the gathering.
I'll be in Philadelphia. And by Philadelphia, I mean I'll be at the gathering.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'll be back next week. Maybe we'll have another co-host. That was fun.
Ooh, yeah.
So, again, we're ending things with Coagula until... Oh, we have an Instagram now. Brutal Brunch.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
A couple pictures have been posted.
Nice.
So, yeah, follow us.
I'm going to like them.
Excellent. So, this is... finally, Coagula, The Other. I'm listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO. Medford 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org.